Hello, it's me again, Benevolent Heretic at willowtopsecret.com. I just read your final, or your most recent response, not saying it's your final one, but I wanted to answer a few things and bring up something else too. You asked, why do people have to do anything in such an excess that it hurts themselves? And that's a very good question. And I'd wager that, 70 to 80% of people at least are addicted to something. Even if it's exercise, you can be addicted to it and you can abuse your body with it. So, a lot of people are addicted to different things. Several years ago, I realized I had an anorexic person in my family, and I realized that being overweight people are in the same camp as anorexic and bulimic people. They usually have underlying control issues that manifest as an eating disorder. And what's interesting, what I find is interesting, is that everyone feels sorry for anorexic and bulimics. They say, oh, well, that's an illness, that's a sickness. But they think of overweight people as just, they don't have any willpower or something. They're just lazy or something like that. When I have a theory that it's really two sides of the same coin. It's all about control, because the anorexic and bulimic, they make those choices. They make those choices to not eat food when they're hungry. They make those choices to eat a piece of lettuce, say, well, that's all I'm going to eat today. They make the choice to stick their finger down their throat after a meal. So they're in the shape that they are in because of choices they are making, regardless of the issue or underlying problem behind it. And I think it's the same way with overweight people. They make those choices, but it's about some kind of control issue. A lot of I've read about anorexics, and for one reason or another, many of them, when they're growing up, they feel like their parents are totally trying to control them. The way they think, the way they feel, the way they act, what they wear. And they end up thinking, well, there's one thing I can control, and that is my weight, or what I put in my mouth, what I put in my body. And so they take that and they suck that up and use that as their form of control because they feel they have no control elsewhere. And I just wanted to bring that up. I wonder, Yarkofen, do you think the same way about them as you do about fat people? Should they have penalties to pay for their eating disorders? Should they be able to get insurance? And they are not just teenage girls these days. A lot of older women, not old women, but older than teenagers, are anorexic because of the pressure to be thin. They just take it too far. I wonder if you feel the same about them. So that was just a couple more things I wanted to say. Thanks for listening.